Well, the good news of Jesus' cross and resurrection, something that changes lives today and has done so throughout history. And the good news of the Lord today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, especially verse 21. A whole bunch of great things in that passage. That's a life changer from who we live for, the Lord, who makes us a new creation, the Lord, who makes us His ambassadors, the Lord, who makes an appeal through us when, we live and speak. Jesus makes an appeal through us and who gives us peace with God. It's the Lord. So, verse 21 says, God made Jesus who had no sin. Just think of that. Just that statement, so powerful. Who did you run into that had no sin? Well, you ran into Jesus. Even Pilate said, well, we find no fault in this man. And so you can point people to the Lord and our own souls in addition. God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us. Would you do that to anybody? You'd say, oh, that'd be so horrible. Let's make this man here all the sin for all of us, okay? What a weight it would be just for the people here in this room. But God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us. He took the sin penalty of me and you. So that in Jesus we might become or be made the goodness of God. Here's a good old Bible here. And you put yourself in Christ. You're in union with Him. So the Lord, He now looks at you and He sees the sinless Christ. And so our Christian brother and scholar Ken Taylor, who ran Moody Bible Publishing for about 16 years, he paraphrased the Bible, called the Living Bible. He put it this way: God took the sinless Christ, poured into Him our sin, then in exchange He poured God's goodness into us. And so the gift of Jesus and His goodness at work in our lives is the theme for today and next week. And today, a bit of a review, but next week, more new applications. And so when you think of what Jesus did, the world didn't do that for us. The world can't take Him away. Jesus taking our sins can be a great comfort for the brokenhearted and people wiped out by life. Horatio Spafford, for example, he's a hymn writer. And he lost his wife and children at sea. They were on a ship to meet up with him, but the ship didn't make it. They all died. So what horrible news he had to deal with, brokenhearted as anybody would be. And so in those circumstances, he wrote the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." And the second verse of the hymn goes like this: "My sin, oh, this thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul." So in some powerful way, Spafford, who went through the worst thing a person could go through, you know, losing his whole family, he says, I find comfort that Jesus died in my place. And He took my sin not in part, but the whole, and I bear it no more. And it was almost like he was saying, if Jesus could get me through my own sin and the judgment of God against my sin, that he could get me through this terrible loss that's breaking my heart of losing my loved ones. And so Jesus and His cross, that's a comfort for you. Do you find a comfort in the cross of Christ? You can, just like this Horatio Spafford did. And God can give you confidence in His faithfulness. Here's some reminders of last week or the week before. Remember, all religions in the world can be really put into those two categories. Are they based on God's achievement? Or are they based on man's achievement? Okay, if you read the Bible, you're going to find the good news of Jesus based on God's achievement. So that's the gospel, that's the Bible on God's achievement side. Then you have all the other religions in the world based on your achievement and my achievement. Okay, falling short. Islam and Hinduism and humanism and, doing the best and so doing your best and so on. Falling short. God's achievement bringing to us Jesus and and His love. And let's want to do something with you this morning a little bit different. Put yourself in Sunday school for about 4 minutes here. And we're going to have some motions remind us of God's achievement throughout history. God's single-handed achievement, you might say. And Walk Through the Bible Ministries has done things like this. So you can check that out sometime. But the first great achievement God did on our behalf, creation. He made the whole universe. Let there be light. There was light. Made you and I in His image. Made all the little creatures. You know, big and small, the good Lord made them all. And so God's creation, part of His achievement, the creation and the Bible thing, that people just do this. If you want to remember creation, just do this. Go ahead, give it a try. Okay. Takes a little adrenaline, but you can accomplish it. Very good. Creation. And then inspiration. Inspiration. God breathes His Word so we might know Him. Okay, Genesis through Revelation. I was thinking about Moses writing the first five books of the Bible, according to Jesus. And, you know, how many years ago did Moses write some of this? About, give or take a couple hundred, about 3,500 years ago. Can you imagine? You get to read things that were written 3,500 years ago. Just from a human point of view. That's like this precious history over here. What was going on? I have an old football card at home, 50 years old. I'm all excited. Look at this. 50 years old. Can you believe it? Think how much it's worth, you know. $3.50, I'm telling you. It's really great. And yet we have 3,500 years ago. Let me see this. Let me see this one. And the Word of God changing lives for all that time and even today. So inspiration. If you hold the Bible, you say inspiration. And then incarnation. Incarnation. Jesus born to Mary. No assistance of humanity at that time. No plans. You know, Isaiah didn't get together and say, let's make sure this happens. You know, it was God bringing it about, incarnation, and then substitution in our place, the cross. Died He for me who caused His pain. Okay, He took our place. And it causes us to say, oh Lord, what a work, what an act of love. I didn't put resurrection in there, but that's a big one too. The cross, the resurrection. Unassisted by man again, 100% God's achievement. You know, Peter and Matthew weren't sitting around, come on, Lord, rise from the dead. We know You could do it. They said, oh, it's over. And sometimes when we feel, oh, it's over between me and God. It's over in terms of my ability to have faith. Jesus' resurrection. And then justification, being put right with God through faith. You might say, now we have peace with God through faith. If you want to do the review, creation, inspiration, good, incarnation, we got substitution, and then resurrection, and then justification that God would do. The next one, sanctification. We walk in God's goodness, walk in the Spirit. And then glorification, finally make it to heaven. All these songs about that. And then consummation. You know, when you get cold and you say, oh, I've got to keep myself warm anyway. Consummation, Jesus' return. All the great works of God, you know, He would do on our behalf. And we say, oh, I want to bring something to the table here. You know, Jesus said, bring your surrender. Bring your faith. Bring your trust in Me. What we bring, man's achievement to this salvation. Well, we bring our sin. I bring something. I'm going to bring my losses to God. I'm going to bring my filthy rags, my attempts at being good. I'm going to bring my knowledge in part. Hey, Jesus, I know Genesis. It's absolute truth. But I know it in part. Okay? Don't forget that in part way time. Because our knowledge is imperfect this side of heaven. and we bring our need. Yeah, empty hands. I'll bring that to salvation, that God might fill us. And some would say, well, can I bring my faith? Yeah, bring our faith. That's important. But just so long as we acknowledge Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Okay? Shelley just finished the book. She was the author of each page, finisher of the book. Your faith, she believes in Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, what you and I have. So God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves, sharing with us the goodness of Christ, and some quotes that may be of help to you. They stirred my soul about the cross. Again, the goodness of God, a review. Today, because of Jesus, you are as good before God as you will be in heaven. This Jerry Bridges fellow wrote Pursuit of Holiness. He's a main teacher in the Navigators, and he tries to apply God's word to be of help to people. So to be at peace with God, that Jesus would do this for us. Death, resurrection, putting our trust in Him, coming into our lives, calls forth some obedience. But knowing if we obeyed God for 1,000 years, we're no more accepted by God than when you first believed. Because what Jesus did for us at the cross is more powerful than all our obedience put together. Our salvation is based on Christ's goodness, not on ours. That's really something. And we don't just want to obey God for 1,000 years. We want to obey Him for 1,000,000,000 years when we know His goodness. And when you think of the cross and resurrection and God putting Jesus' goodness into you and you trust Him, you better ask yourself this question. Does this good news create sin? Or does it create, or does it defeat sin? You would have to say, oh, it defeats sin. This defeats sin in my life. It doesn't cause me to get on my horse and say, let's go sin up a storm. It causes me to say, sin is taken by my Lord. Now I'm free to obey. So the goodness of Jesus given to you. One good Bible scholar said, Jesus before the Father, 100% good and holy, and He is this on behalf of you. It was expressed in another songwriter here, Horatius Bonner, 1800s, wrote a lot of good English hymns, too old to sing, but good messages. He wrote the songs, I lay my sins on Jesus, that's a great song, and a good one, I heard the voice of Jesus say. I think the choir has sung that one. I heard the voice of Jesus say. But Bonner put this about the cross, he said, not what my hands have done can save a guilty soul. Not what I feel or do. So we acknowledge, you know, our side of the relationship is going to be up and down. What we feel, what we do, what we think. It's going to be strong and weak. The Lord helps us gain strength. But the foundation of our salvation is found outside of ourselves in the work of Christ. And we put our faith in Him. And then He comes. And not what I feel or do can give me peace with God. Your voice alone speaks to me of grace. No other work but yours, no other blood will do. What a wonderful thing. Another Christian hymn guy said this, on Christ our mighty, almighty vengeance fell. He took our sins. On Christ our almighty vengeance fell. That would have sent a world to hell. Everybody would have gone to hell if it wasn't for Jesus dying in our place. We could trust Him. He bore it for His chosen race, and so became our hiding place. And just looking at the goodness of God in us for just a bit. God's goodness in you. This is the part of God pouring His goodness into us. Paul would put it this way, it's no longer I who live, Christ lives in me. We live by faith in the Son of God who loved us, gave Himself for us. We're called a child of God. You know, before, maybe you grew up in a home, I didn't even know if I was loved by mom and dad, you know. I didn't know. So all he did was yell at me. And God says, I'm going to make you my child through faith in Christ. And even, heal hurts that happened in any other parent thing. He makes us a letter from Christ. Everybody around you kind of read the Bible this week, and what they read was they read your testimony about Jesus. That's what they did. There must be a Lord, because this guy has some peace from him, and even if he's broken, he seems to be broken in a healthy way, if that's possible. But you're a letter from Christ, known and read by everybody. Makes us a new creation. What's new? You're new. That's really great. God's goodness makes us His workmanship. He's working on us. He's building things. And I like this one. Made it into another song. He changes us from glory into glory. Till in heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before Him. Lost in wonder, love, and praise. Think of, are you making any progress in your Christian life? But God gives us that growth, change from glory into glory. And we put our trust in Him. That's our role. We're ambassadors to the nations. Rachel Wilson to Ethiopia, you and I to Iran here for a while, till we go to, Ukraine or wherever. Conform to Jesus' character. How God's goodness, His Spirit, working that out in us. And in the last few minutes, what I'd like to do with you, just as a prayer time, is ask God to help us live out Jesus' goodness in different areas, and help us live out what He has already given us in His Son. Okay, if we could live out the way Jesus is in our lives. And remember, only Jesus can transform us and change us. And our job is to surrender and put our trust in Him. And He teaches us that glad obedience. So if you pray silently with me as I lead in some prayer times, there'll just be about 10 or so prayer topics where we say, Jesus, take these sins, and Jesus, we take your goodness as a gift from you. So would you pray with me, please? Dear Lord, thank you for this great exchange. You took on sin. You offered us righteousness, goodness, your goodness given into us, made the goodness of God. And so we repent, Lord, of selfishness, and we receive the gift of your servant attitude, just as something you do in us, something you've given us. Hear our silent prayers.